You got my seat heater turned on.
Yeah, okay,
no wonder. I'm like dying over here. Like, oh, I'm hot in the ass. You know what I'm saying? No, I mean the seat heater was on. No, I'm not. No, stop. Well, oh, we're going to the gas station. That's what we're doing. For a minute, I thought about going through a coffee drive-thru. Getting a breakfast sandwich there and like a coffee drink for me. And instead, I'm going to not do that. I don't even know why I'm listening to this. This is a comedy station, and they had something like talk radio, morning, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, what's the fucking morning show on a comedy station? Are they like introducing stand-up clips? And no, apparently it's just the whole thing of, let's play some classic rock and be morning radio guys. And now I'm sitting here listening to this song because I want to hear what the show is on the other end of it. I just want to know. But I'll be at the gas station when the show starts, so.
Wow, dead end, huh? That was deep.
But done. Song over.
Well, this was worth it.
That was, getting punched in the stomach by T-Rex. Tony Visconti produced.
Oh.
Yeah, he came in one time. And I think he found T-Rex and he used to do all the Bowie stuff. He lived the life that I wanted to live. Tony V. Tony fucking V. There you are. It's the Bennington Show on a Friday. I'm Ron Bennington. This is Gail Bennington.
Yo.
And I'm Ron Bennington. Let me see how you do it.
Sounds like you said it.
Seems like a shot. Seems like the shot heard around the world. Folks, I'm all kind of a little disjointed here because there's some stuff that's going on. But today at 2 o'clock, it's the Unmasked with the group from Schitt's Creek. And, they're, some talented people.
It's Catherine O'Hara, Eugene Levy, his son Daniel Levy, and Annie Murphy that airs today at 2 p.m.
Love them.
Well... I'm going to go in this gas station. Y'all hang out. I'm going to go buy a drink. Two drinks. Calling it.
just leave this funny.
Yeah, turn this
off.
Yeah,
I always like when they leave stuff in. I'm a one-take Johnny. That's me.
Do you like... Is there a name for the thing that...
Office mate.
When... when a track starts... Like, they start recording, but they leave in the... All right, let's do it again. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's a lot...
Yeah, I don't think there's a name for it, but I also like that. Or like, we ready, guys?
Yeah.
Okay, and start.
You know... Be better about rating my music, because I add music to the library and then don't rate it, so it doesn't end up in these other playlists. And like, this whole system breaks down if I don't stay on top of it. It's really... kind of a hassle, I guess. I got this sticker and put it on my Jetta. It says human on board. That's right, dude. I'm talking shit about you up there. What do you think about that? What do you think about that?
Thank you.
actually doesn't seem too bad outside today, which is nice. It's been a fucked up week weather-wise. A lot of flooding. Oh, man. Valve VR stuff will end up being. Like Gabe Newell out there talking about they got 3 VR games in development. That makes total sense. Like they're kind of. Like they're obviously very big in VR. They're one of the majorest of major players. Dota. Yeah, I mean, yeah. They already have the Vive support in the Dota client, right? Like, that already came out for spectating and shit like that. Or did they not put that out? I thought they put that out, like, late last year. Yeah, I don't know. Left 4 Dead seems like a pretty obvious one. Or it seems like a game that has, like, just enough structure, but not so much that you couldn't do it, right? I mean, Arizona Sunshine is kind of not too far off from that. I just wonder, like, you know, like, let's say it's a Left 4 Dead 3 VR only. There have been so many games, there's been a glut, I would say, of just zombie shooters, but just shooters in general, in VR. It's just kind of, I don't know, at the end of last year, I feel like I was left feeling slightly disenfranchised by the software offerings in VR. Like, the Oculus Touch launch had some really cool stuff, and, like, I feel really great about the technology. But I certainly just haven't found myself being drawn to, I look at the games that are coming out to Steam every week as part of, like, oh, you know, is this stuff we should cover, or, you know, hey, is it Verodeo time yet? For a while there, it just felt like there were 3 more shooters coming out every week, and like, I get it, like, gunplay in VR is really impressive, and it's a really natural use of the tech, right? It's a natural feeling thing. You know, the controllers have triggers on them, you're holding them in your hands, it's like, oh, I got these guns, let's go. Like, it's very easy to wrap your mind around what you're doing when you're pointing and shooting, you know? Thank you. I don't know. I think like the maybe the problem for VR, as I see it, I guess, is that like it's easy to burn out on types of experiences as opposed to individual games. Like now that I've done a lot of shooting and stuff like Space Pirate Trainer and the lab, like some stuff, the lab and the other games that have come and gone. Like, you could argue that all those games could be done better, right? You know, there's definitely room for improvement. But I guess I feel a little burned out on the experience, like that type of experience. Like with VR, it's like you kind of want to do new things. You want to see things you haven't seen before. You want to interact with things in a way that is new and fresh. And like that's the rush. That's the drug, I guess. I don't know. That's the appeal is like, oh man, I've never done anything like this before. And then you've done it, and then it's like, okay, well, what else we got? And you know, I think that stuff will probably even out over time as the technology becomes a little less novel and a little more about, like, okay, what are the actual, like, crafted, incredibly well put together uses of this stuff? You know, I see a lot of people just saying a lot of really great things about Resident Evil 7, and I've yet to try that in VR. I kind of want to wait until it comes to a better headset, just because the PlayStation VR stuff has been so bad. Which, you know, maybe that stuff will change. Maybe they'll finally get their act together and push out a firmware that gets it working better. But I've been, like, really hesitant to even put on a PlayStation VR since launch, just because of how negative that experience was. Not that I've necessarily been spending a ton of time in any VR headset, I guess, you know, like, I kind of keep tabs on what's coming out. I have a Rift hooked up to my PC at home, but I can't remember the last time I used it. I think we got a bum. No, I mean, the problem is widespread enough, and we've talked to enough people at this point that it is not a hardware problem. It is not a problem specific to the two VR headsets we've received. We kind of put that one to bed. That ain't the case. But yeah, I guess I never really looked to see if the VR stuff was going to come to other headsets or not. I would assume it would. The game's out on PC. I would assume that eventually they would put it out. I still can't believe they got both Shock G and Humpty Hump on this remix. They must have really pulled some strings to get both those guys in the studio. Yeah.
finna get dope, roll it out my window, finna go to the land. Been here for Rocky, when it comes to the sticky, I'm the man. Crush nasty, I'll be hitting the J so hard I burrow. Follow all the flow, finna have a smoke, THC ain't no joke. I got five on that, they ask me no use to smoke. We got to eat about the heat that they crow.
I don't know, I guess I'm curious to see if Resident Evil in VR makes that game more exciting for me, personally, because I played the first, I don't know, hour and a half or something. And I guess I ended up thinking more of it than I thought I would, given my past with Resident Evil, I guess, and just the people talking about the E3 demos and all that other stuff, and you know, all the kind of pre-release stuff being kind of mixed. I liked it better than I thought I would, but also, like, the game has no pull. Like, I feel no, like, I do not feel drawn to load it back up. There's just so much other stuff out and coming out. Like, I would much rather be playing Yakuza 0, but I don't even have time for that, because I'm playing Neo. But I don't even have a lot of time to play Neo right now, because I've got two games that are not out yet that I'm playing. Surprisingly busy February, I guess, on that front.
Yeah.
Sunglasses, and they have a little logo up in the corner, and I can see it while I'm wearing them, and it's making me crazy. I wonder if it peels off. It's very tiny, so it looks like the sort of thing that's supposed to just be there all the time, but I can see it. Maybe it's just a sticker. Maybe it'll peel. Hard to know if it's legit or not, but there's talk that there's gonna be some new kind of KLF stuff this year. I don't know if that got debunked or if it's fully legit, but stuff definitely been going around. What would that even be? It's a video showing how they faked all the money burning. I would say it's my favorite Ice Cube album, though. I feel like that's that kind of became the de facto answer to that question at some point. Like, it's really good, don't get me wrong. But America's Most Wanted and Death Certificate. Are both those are both better albums. Higher Highs, actually. Death Certificate might be a little uneven. Some stuff on the back half of Death Certificate that is good, but not maybe not classic. like Lethal Injection, honestly. That's, you know, not a lot of people talking about Lethal Injection. I mean, I guess I would say that Lethal Injection is probably like the last great, the last classic Ice Cube record. Like, this, you know, he's put out fucking, I don't know, four or five albums since then. And then, you know, not bad. Yo. But,
from ghetto to ghetto, the backyard to yard, I sell it bit by bit, it's off the hard. I'm the neighborhood pusher, call me subwoofer, cause I pump bass like that jack.
You think anyone calls Pusha T subwoofer? Hey, subwoofer! Well, I'm calling you that because you push bass like that. From the member from the song? Oh, that, don't call. Okay, sorry. I'm sorry. Sorry, sir. Sorry.
Man, I make a buck by scam. I'm trying to show y'all who the fuck I am. The Jews is flirting, I'm hurting. Legend in two games like I'm Kiwi Kirkland. Platinum on the block with consistent hits. While Pharrell keep talking this music shit. Bake them cakes as fast as I can, and you can tell by how my bread stack up. Then disguise it as rap, so the feds back up. Why shit like my whip, like my chick topless? Bringing a buck six with me in the cockpit. Grinding, cousin, I got holes for a dozen, even 11.5. If I see you, keep it coming in my weight. That's just as heavy as my name. So much dough, I can't swear I won't change. Excuse me if my wealth got me full of myself. Cocky, something that I just can't help. Especially when them 20s are spinning like windmills. And the ice 32 below minus the wind chill. Filthy, the word that best defines me. I'm just grinding, man. Y'all never mind me. My grind's about family, never been about fame. Some days I wasn't able, there was always came. 4.5, but get you in the game. Anything less is just a goddamn shame. Guess the way my watch got blue chips in the face. Glock with two tips, whoever gets in the way. Not to mention the hideaway that rests by the lake. Consider my raw demeanor, the icing on the cake. I'm grinding like a cripple. Balance weight through the hood. Kids call me Mr. Sniffles. Other hand on my nickel. Plated whistle. One eye closed, I'll hit you.
Anything I'm ever called Mr. Sniffles. Break,
my aim is still an issue. Lose your soul in whichever palm I'm holding. One will leave you frozen. The other nodding, dozing. I'm grinding, Jack.
Pardon me, Mr. Sniffles. Birds today.
Grinding, you know what I keep in a lining. Niggas better stay in line when you see a nigga like me shining. Grinding, you know what I keep in a lining. Niggas better stay in line when you see a nigga like me shining.
Hmm.
What up, dog? 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 What up, dog?
Undecided on this one. Let it go. When I like the song, it's just might not be a right
Guess
now
what?
Kind of thing.
Everything you touch and see, not a portion or a smidgen. The whole fucking world is under my jurisdiction. No restrictions, my volition. From the way I rock the mic, you might have had the suspicion that Merce. My new composition, athlete title, smacking rivals, rap revival, tapping spinal, snatch the vinyl, cause it's spinnable. And pack with your essential hip hop minerals, a lifetime criminal. I have to do the show when the energy is minimal. An asshole, cynical. Original with syllable, analog to digital, accumulate residuals, stimulating visuals, and demonstrate within my flow that Merce rules the world. Not just a catchy phrase, a way of life. Extreme confidence when I lay this mic. Audio orgasms, I deliver the hands like my 30-minute workout, making women shiver in bed. Not living for bread or living for cheese. I'm giving MCs something to measure careers by. I tower sears high, while you Grand Canyon low. I'm all American, use just a bandstand. And hold my manhandle flow. Bitch slapping drum kicks, beating on every single snare like I'm cracking drumsticks. It's done effortless like Mac and dumb chicks. And let you know this son of a bitch named Merce. And the beat I'm taking over, making Doja off the books. That makes grown-ups stop and look, making Grover sing my hooks. Cause I'm just that type of nigga, making models out of strippers, making water out of liquor. The miracle man, who is spherical land with imperial plans. All who hear it are fans. My material spans the conscious and hardcore. Everything you checking for, plus a little bit more. I reckon I'm the sure shot for hip-hop consumers. What collection is complete without the world's rightful ruler? Bud Light up in the cooler when I'm chilling in Tucson on the south side. Merce the man with the mouth as big as all outside. Merce some shit by quiet niggas. I doubt they down to ride, cause I know many of them. And plenty of them pussy. I talk the talk and walk the walk. Round to your motherfucking face and I dare you to push me. Cause Merce. But what you didn't know is kinda difficult to miss. The person who said ignorance is bliss wasn't listening to this. M-U-R-S, and I'm back with the vengeance. Like a sack of 4 inches. A little more cocky and a tad bit pretentious. A lot more refined, but I guess you'll get used to it. Like hitting a payphone with a quarter and a dime. I'ma dedicate this album to everyone who cried when they killed Optimus Prime. Bang on every verse like I'm locked in the rhyme. I'm cocking my mind, ready to shoot the shit with any individual. Group a click, I guarantee they meet their fate. See, I put out my own albums so they can't recuperate. On the low, you look for hooks like a fish pursuing. But I hate verse, chorus. See, I'm trying to innovate, but enough of that for later. Let's get one thing straight. Whether you try to
this pickup shop is swerving all over the place. What the fuck are you doing, man? Lines,
at work, on the phone, or at home with your girl.
Jeez.
Just remember one thing.
Verse rules the world.
Man. Fucked up out here. All this construction they're doing. It's already get wild.
All my players out there riding, spillers. I don't care where you at, the club, parking lot, the expressway, whatever. Mm. What I want you to do right now is just stop and let them keep spinning, baby. I'm riding spillers, they don't stop. I'm riding spillers, they don't stop. I'm riding spillers, they rolling.
No one has spinner rims anymore. No one's got spree wells. Let's bring that back.
Take another sip from the serve, then stop. Let my seat back, drop the top, then stop. See me some sexy spot that ass, I gotta stop. My rims so shattered, they clear like flash screen. Plasma gas light when they see them. It's hard to breathe like they got asthma. Older people tripping cause they think they seeing things. My car's sitting still, but my rims still rolling. Man, they out the chain.
Everybody let your spin wheels in like a spin meal. Juicy J on certain meals, cruising down the Knoxville. See the thing shining, sparking like a diamond. Bumping the opinion while you align it. Eyes like a Chinese, I'm drinking on the high knee. I'm riding all the strips, any party you can find me. You're rolling with the finest, you know I'm Memphis highness. We ball to get ball to a player age 90. I'm riding spinners, they don't stop. I'm riding spinners, they don't stop. I'm riding spinners, they don't stop. I'm riding spinners, they rolling. I'm riding spinners, they don't stop. I'm riding spinners, they don't stop.
spillers. Yeah, I got 20-inch spillers on my drive. Nothing but white and yellow rocks in my watch. I'm doing 150, so I'm watching for the cops. Since I'm in a Lamborghini, I ain't no scared. I'm packing my Glock, believe it or not. I'm ready to bust. I'm ready to
bust. Believe it or not, I've got a gun.
So grab a cup, juice, so I can blow it up. And if you represent,
I don't know if I buy it.
I'm throw it up. It's the L-I-L-F-L-I-P. If I ain't smoking trees, I'm poking free. So throw the roll for keys and let me roll. Cause that's the way we ball. I'm just letting you know. We like our music slow, but our cars go faster. I'm in the
yeah, there we go.
My cousin Big Shasta. I'm the flipper, and I'm a top 10 seller. Everybody slowing down cause my drop is yellow.
I'm riding spillers. I'm riding spillers. They don't stop. I'm riding spillers. I'm riding spillers. They don't stop. I'm riding spillers. I'm riding spillers.
Oh, should I get out and dance here in the tunnel? Should I ghost ride this car? I've been playing Injustice 2. Yeah, I've played a little bit of it. When we were running a bunch of test streams and stuff, I played some of it there. And yeah, we want to. Yeah, maybe next week we'll be able to record something. But yeah, I've been playing a little bit of that. That game seems neat. I like their loot system stuff, but I wonder if it'll... I wonder how they'll balance it. I don't know if they've decided to... Because the beta only has unranked in it. And it looks like there's a way to turn off stats. The buffs and stuff you get from your items in there. But I wonder if it'll be forced off in ranked or what the deal's going to be. I like that the Prodigy puts out albums that sound like albums made by the Prodigy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that style is necessarily in vogue. I don't think that what they're putting out now has been particularly popular. But I certainly appreciate that they have stuck to their shit. Or gotten back to it, I guess. I don't know. Like, maybe there was a little while there that it kind of wasn't. That one song, they put out the single for it and then kind of backed away from it as like, we fucked up. This song is too much. Like, we literally sampled one of our older songs in it. We really should have been fucking trying a little harder. And then the stuff they put out after that, I thought was like better. For as much as, man, as much as I do like this song, I just want to hear that other one, because it's ridiculous. Like, it sounds like someone made a Prodigy remix, or it sounds like like a fucking cover, like a fan tribute to Prodigy, but like a really, really good one. But also, you could see why they would maybe, like, in talking about that song later, go like, yeah, that was a bad... That was probably not the direction for... Because it is too close. Let's find it here. Like, they made a video for this, but I think it never made it to an album. It was, like, before Always Outnumbered, Always Outgunned? Never Outnumbered, Always Outgunned? No. Always Outnumbered, Never Outgunned. Right? I think it was out before that. It was, like, the first thing from them in a while, and you're like, oh, they got back together with the dude, the guy, the fucking Pete, the singer dude. Okay. But... Like, don't do that. Like, it sounds like a joke. And it's not to say that it's a bad song. I mean, I like it. It's on my phone. I like it. But it just has this fucking sad attempt at reclaiming the fat of the land sound. And then throw in, like, I don't know, why don't you just fucking yell about how you like roofies? What if the whole hook to the song was you talking about roofies? That's edgy, right? Let's go. So long. So I think this is the last album they put out, right? It's 2015. The Day Is My Enemy. I remember thinking some stuff on here was all right, but I don't remember anything that's on it. If you want in, put a fucking blinker on. Don't fucking stop in front of me in the other lane thinking they're like, oh, well, they're just going to let me in. Like, what the fuck are you doing? You got 9 car lengths in front of you. If you want in, put a fucking blinker on. Put a fucking blinker on. No, you don't want in? You're just going to fucking linger over here on my left. Fucking dumbass. Oh, my God. Right, this was the, yeah. This was maybe the one song I pulled off of this album when, like, yes, I will listen to this again. This sounds enough like that other shit. Song about video nasties. Hey, you're halfway in my lane. Uncool. I'm here. I have a car. Oh, now you're gonna put your blinker on. Like, oh, maybe I want to be in this lane for real. Fine. Go. Do it. Do it. I'm leaving room for you. I'm literally leaving like a car length and a half for you to get over here. Okay. There we go. Punch a heavy bag to this song. Requests, but sure. Sounds like it could have been on the Rage Racer soundtrack. Thank you. DJ culture is so fucking boring. Oh. I saw something saying that the money was starting to drain out of that scene a little bit, or at least last year was the first year where it was down and DJs made less money. Like, looking at the, like, kind of Vegas DJ scene and, like, people that go play rooms there and, you know, do their stuff. Like, it just wasn't, that the money was not there the way it used to be. Or it was, yeah, like I said, at least starting to shift away from that shit. Yeah, you're right. I'm sure internationally it's probably a different story. Plenty of fucking huge festivals to play and all that stuff. But yeah, I don't know. The festival stuff just seems really fucking boring. Like the... It's not to say that there aren't different styles of music still being made, but I don't know, parts of it just seem really fucking homogenized and it's not enough danger. I guess, like, maybe if that scene, if the festival stuff starts to fucking finally die or whatever, like, that's probably a good thing for the music itself. Have a good Friday. I'll see you later.